It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Welcome, everybody. Today is January 14th, 2025. Happy New Year to everybody. This is my first show coming back from the Christmas holiday. I took a little bit of an extended time off because I was away. I was traveling all over the United States, having a really great time. And we decided to extend our vacation a little bit. So that's why I'm a week late coming back to the airwaves. We were just having such a great time. We didn't want to come back. So we stayed, which was nice. We drove down to Florida. We went to Pensacola. And on the way to Pensacola, we stopped at many different destinations and saw many beautiful things. It was an amazing trip. It was fun. I love road trips. I don't know about all of you, but I love to be on the road. I love to see different things. I love to be in different places and try different restaurants and different food. It was a great time. I love being down south. Pensacola was absolutely gorgeous. We went down there to visit my boyfriend's son and his two kids. It was amazing to meet everybody and to see where they live. And we got to spend quite some time on the beach in Pensacola, which was absolutely gorgeous. It wasn't like super warm, but compared to, New York, it was nice. We had some days that were like in the 70s, which was beautiful. And we were blessed enough to stay in some of the most beautiful hotels and having views of the ocean that were just unbelievable. So it was definitely a great time, that's for sure. I hope everybody had an amazing holiday. We're coming off of a full moon yesterday, which was quite impactful from what I hear from all of you, and quite impactful in my life as well, which brings me to the reason why I'm doing this show today. Today's show is about healing opportunities that can be disguised as people who really piss you off. Pay attention because they could be your greatest teachers. I had that lesson that came full circle for me yesterday. I've been so out of it because we were on the road, like I say, for over 2 weeks, just kind of living life in the moment and not really worrying about anything. We just kind of let our moods kind of take us to where we wanted to be and what we wanted to do. And there weren't any like set in stone plans that, we have to stop here, we have to stop there. We just stopped when we felt like we wanted to stop and wanted to see something. And it was just a very relaxed, amazing time that we were having. So getting back to the swing of things and coming home, I missed my home. I wanted to be home. And I just, for all of you who know me and listen to me every week, you know that I just moved into a new place maybe 3 months ago. And I was waiting for that moment that my new place felt like home. And when I was away, I missed being in my new place. So I was like, okay, it's finally feeling like home. So I was glad to be home. It was bittersweet. I was missing being out on the road and just having those carefree experiences and really just living in the moment. And it was hard to kind of, get back into, the routine and all of that, but slowly but surely, moving back into my routine. I still haven't unpacked yet, but that'll come with time. I never unpack when I get home. Because then it's like, you have to really face the facts that you're home, you're not on vacation anymore, right? But yeah, so yesterday I had a lot of things that went on in my life that brought me to want to do this show about healing opportunities. And I think that it's important to talk about this because I think that when we're going through these opportunities of healing. Sometimes we're not visualizing or in the groove of understanding why the things are happening to us because they can be really irritating, right? So it's like a lot of the time we're moving into a space where we're saying, gosh, why is this happening again? Or why did I run into the same exact person again? Or what is this lesson that has come in front of me one more time? And God, I thought I healed this. Why the hell is the universe punishing me? And all these thoughts might wash over us, right? Because we get caught up in the 3D reality of what is happening to us in that moment. And we fall back asleep. That's what I like to call it, that sometimes I fall back asleep into my triggers, right? So something happened to me where I was experiencing a relationship with somebody, a friendship with somebody who was triggering me back into relationship past, you know, friendship past, or these lessons that I thought I had a handle on. And it's like, why is this coming back? Right. I even got on the phone with my mom and I was like, I can't believe that I am involved in some bullshit like this again. Right. And we were kind of laughing about it. I think laughter is probably the best medicine when we're kind of spun up in a life moment that can be triggering and irritating to us. And, you know, I had to pat myself on the back because I was able to be present in the moment and with my feelings and handle the situation in a way that I felt that I did a good job. You know, I didn't go completely off the rails into a triggering moment, which if I did, whatever, you know, and if any of you have done that, you know, in the lately, or I don't know, maybe you did it yesterday for the full moon like I did, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter which way we react. It just doesn't, you know, it is what it is. And I think that everything happens to be a teachable moment, you know? And, but I handled myself in a way that I can definitely be proud of for sure, you know, and let it go with a lot of love and compassion. You know, I saw something on Facebook that really caught my eye. I'm hoping I could find it. Let's see. I know I had it. Maybe it was in my story. Let's just see. Yeah. No, it's not. It's gone. Oh, I hate that it was gone. It was so good. But I mean, it's like when we come across these certain things that are going on in our lives and we feel like we're on repeat mode, you know, and we ask the question, I've been a spiritual teacher for a long time. I've been in this game for a long time, right? And sometimes I'll, you know, say, you should know better, Christina. But, you know, we do have that 3D version of ourselves, that human side of us that gets lost sometimes within our past or our triggers or our past pain. And I think the reason why it resurfaces, especially when you think you've got a hold on it, it resurfaces and you meet that same person again that's giving you that same exact lesson. It could be, you know, difficult to deal with, right? And we call those our noble adversaries. And instead of asking, well, I did ask myself, why the hell am I doing this again? I have to admit, I did say that. But I was able to grab a hold of myself and say, what more is the universe trying to expand upon? What lesson is going to expand for me? What new awareness will I have after experiencing this? And how can I handle this differently than I've handled it in the past? You know? So once I started saying those type of mantras to myself, I started feeling a lot calmer and was able to release myself from a situation where it could have gotten a lot worse, you know? And I feel good about it. I feel good about the way that I reacted, and I feel good about the way that I was able to let go. And I feel good about letting go with a lot of love and a lot of understanding. And I want people to understand that when we move into a space when we're tested, and we have people in front of us, our noble adversaries, who come to us to trigger us. It is not a punishment, and it's not a consequence, and it's not, oh, I'm aligning in this energy, and this is why. I believe that it is a opportunity for us to expand upon something that we couldn't understand maybe a couple of years ago. So I think that the universe is very clever in inviting us back into situations like that, because we're not able to always understand things and take things in at one time, right? So we always have to look at it as, I'm not failing, but I'm upgrading. My understanding is expanding concerning this. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm actually doing everything right. I'm expanding my understanding concerning my boundaries, or whatever it is that, for myself, it was boundaries, whatever it is moving forward, right? And when we look at life through that type of lens is when the universe starts to show off. That's when the universe starts to upgrade us and move us forward and bring bigger and better opportunities and open doors for us that, you know, maybe there is a door that's about to open for me that I needed tighter boundaries. And the universe thought, let's level Christina up. Thanks, universe, right? I'm smiling while I'm saying that, because it can be difficult, right? It can be difficult. So what does it mean when we're moving into a space where we're kind of touching on moving backwards, but actually moving forward, right? They're healing opportunities. Just like I said on my post on Facebook, they're healing opportunities within the oddest places, right? So I know a lot of you experience that through friendships like I just did. We experience it through love, through relationships. We experience it with our family members. We experience it through people we work with. It comes in all walks of life. And I think that when we start to really understand that the universe is not working against us, or that we have bad luck, or we just don't get it, and we're just not doing things right, and that's why this is happening to us, we start to discard those kind of negative thought processes is when we start to move into a different energy field. You know, I remember feeling really triggered yesterday, the day before, even while I was on vacation, because it was kind of unfolding when I was on vacation. And I thought to myself, all is well, all is well. I know that there's a higher reason for what is happening right now, you know. And when we talk to ourselves like that, that is when things start to go a little smoother. And listen, if you can't get to that place right away, and you're in a state where you need to bitch, you need to complain, you need to tell somebody your story, that's okay too, because that's actually part of the healing, right? We shouldn't never force ourselves to say that a situation that is irritating or upsetting to us, we should never force ourselves into that place of, all is well, this is perfect. Because if your body doesn't believe it, your vibe is not going to get there. So when we can't get there right away, it's okay. It's okay to have somebody to hear your story. It's okay to bitch about it, to talk it out, whichever way that you process. I mean, for me, it could be both. I could need to talk about it, or I could need to just be alone and process. It really does. It depends. It really just depends on the situation. It depends on my mood, you know. I'm very fickle. I'm either going to go dead silent and not speak to anybody and process, because, you know, I'm an Aquarian. So I can walk away for a couple of days and need to process. And I think it was good that I was away when this was happening, because I was able to not be around it. You know, I was able to close myself off to it and keep enjoying myself, thank God. I didn't let it take me over, you know. I'm going to jump in the chat room and say hello to everybody. Let's see what's going on here. Hi, Maureen. Wonderful to see you. Hi, Jean. Wonderful. Yeah, it is hard coming back, Jean, that's for sure. Hey, John, how are you? Wonderful to see you. Yes, I'm back live and it's 2025. Wow. Catherine is here. Wonderful to see you. Let's see if I can get a better view of this. I got my, hang on, guys. There we go. I think that's a little bit better. Hey, Renee, how are you? It's wonderful to see you. Happy New Year. Yeah, we had a great trip, Renee. Thank you. Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves so much. I just, I'm lucky enough to be in a relationship with somebody who we just really enjoy each other's company. And we, you know, even like, it's like a year in and it's like, you know, just one of these relationships that's easy, you know, and I have yet to experience that in my life. This is kind of the first, I hate to admit it, but it's the truth. You know, I've been in a lot of karmic relationships. This is a very calm relationship. It's beautiful. There's nothing else I can say about it, but that it's a beautiful relationship. And yeah, a lot of laughter, that's for sure. Very enjoyable. All right, let's see. Hi, Pamela. So nice to see you. Let me see if I can refresh this page. Hang on, guys. Go to all comments. Let's see. Okay. No, she did not, Maureen. Stop. I'm reading your post right now. I can't right now. Oh, my God. My oldest son's fiance imploded another Christmas. I'm done as both were drinking and hitting the gummies. Oh, my God. And not in a good way, I'm worrying. Oh, God. You got a case of the shingles? I'm sorry, sweetheart. Yeah, that, you know, that can be a lot of illnesses are brought on by stress, for sure. I get migraines. Yeah. Still recovering, but this Jersey girl is pissed beyond belief. Yeah, I don't blame you. Boundaries and just with disrespect. Was like, oh, honey, Maureen, I am so sorry, sweetheart. there's nothing worse than having to deal with something like that, especially around the holidays. I know we, and you know, listen, it goes on in all families, Maureen, right? We definitely have a few in our family that, you know, act up a little bit or around family gatherings. And it's just like, it's like watching this really horrific car accident. You don't even know what to do. You're helpless. You don't know what to say, what to do. And it's not any fun, you know? And, I think, you know, I'm going to look at your cards, but I think, you know, with, you know, the aftermath of it, I think that, obviously you're going to have a talk with your son and, you know, let him know, you know, that you're going to put down a boundary for this, you know, that it won't happen again in your home, right? I feel like a lot of us are having our boundaries tested at this point, which is not fun at all, that's for sure. Hang on, let me check out your cards, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Well, okay. Right. So, you know, you got the Five of Swords, right? Which, you know, I'm not shocked by that, but it's like the Five of Swords is like, it's like telling us that like moving forward really counts for what you decide to do. Right. And it's like, when somebody acts like that, it's like normal for all of us to be like, ugh, you know, like it's like, it's not like you want revenge, but it's like, I want to do something, right? You know, because I'm so upset. Like I want to make my point. And that's valid for sure. I'm thinking that moving forward and making a different choice than what you probably normally would do is what's being called for. So let's just see. I want to see if I could get anything else on here. Five of Cups. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So the cards are suggesting do something different, right? So whether that is just putting down a very clear boundary with your son that that will not be tolerated in my house ever again, you know, and whether you have to pull yourself back or your energy back from him and his girlfriend for now, that might be what you need to do. So I get the feeling that, like, I don't know that you've let him get away with it, or but it's like you just don't know what to do in the situation and you keep giving chances. So the cards are saying, like, maybe put down a clear boundary that says that will never happen in my house again. You won't have the opportunity to do that. Is probably what the cards are kind of leaning towards. Let me know how that resonates, Maureen. And I'm so sorry that you had to experience that during Christmas, because that's, you know, that's difficult. Believe me, I've been in that position before and it's not any fun. That's for sure. And I'm hoping that you feel better soon and that you recover quickly from your illness, sweetheart. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. So, well, there we go. You know, I think this, I think a lot of us have been experiencing in this energy that we're in astrologically, we've been experiencing a lot of things that the universe is trying to bring forward to us that says, you know, you have to change the way that you approach things. You know, you have to do things differently in order for things to change. You know, and I know, Maureen, for myself, that I had to put down a very steep boundary with the friend. A new friend that I've been in my life for less than a year. I knew, believe me, I knew that it wasn't going to end well. And I knew that there would need to be a conversation that was going to be taking place when I got back from vacation. But, you know, listen, sometimes it's difficult for us. You know, we just want peace and we want harmony. And, sometimes we just can't wrap our brains around the outrageous behavior of some people and how they're so blind in their understanding of what it is that they're doing. You know, they don't even realize how bad it really is, you know. That brings me to back to that meme that I saw on Facebook, and I'm so mad that I can't find it because it was so good. But, I think that moving forward, you have to do something that, you haven't done in the past. And that is a sharp boundary, you know, and like I say, you might even have to back up away from them for a little bit. Let's just see if you're commenting back, Maureen. Let's see. All right, I don't see anything as of yet, but we're going to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk more on the subject. And if you have any questions, please feel free to post them in the chat room. I'll be answering your questions in the second half. You're listening live to Christina LaFrancio right here on 1-2 Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christine LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Welcome back, everybody. We're having a light discussion. I'm kidding. We're having a discussion on the way that we handle when we have certain circumstances that keep coming up to irritate us and push us into a new direction, a higher understanding of our life lessons and the things that we as humans navigate in this 3D world that are quite difficult at times. I was just addressing I can't speak today. My brain is still on vacation, guys. I was just talking to Maureen, and she was expressing that, you know, she was having a difficult time with her son's girlfriend, and she even had the nerve to write a thank you note a few days later. Oh my gosh. So that brings me to a very important thing that I wanted to talk about, how we have these people in our lives that, and this is something, Maureen, that I had to come to grips with when I was dealing with my own issues during the holiday season as well, is that we run into people that have these levels of understanding that aren't quite where they need to be just yet, you know, and we've been those people and we are those people in certain circumstances as well. But that is the one thing that was able to lift me to a different place of understanding and can also lift you as well, Maureen, is that we have to look at these certain people and circumstances that they bring that arise in the moment in a way that says, they just don't get it because they don't have a level of understanding to absorb and understand. She's acting out and projecting her behaviors via her own pain from her past. And it doesn't mean that we have to put up with it. That's not what it means. You know, it means quite the opposite, you know. But for us to move into a space where we have that understanding and say, okay, they're not there. They don't understand. They're not getting it. But I'm going to put my boundary in place. I'm going to have solid boundaries. That's where our learning comes in. That says, you know, I'm going to react in a way that hopefully can be peaceful, right? I know for myself, 80% of the conversation was peaceful. 20% of it, not so. But I'm proud of my 80%, Maureen. And, you know, putting down a boundary that is clear and to the point, right? You know, I think for myself, it's like I got this clear understanding from the adults that were around me when I was growing up that when you put a boundary down, it had to be rude, it had to be nasty, right? But as I've muddled through life and been through these experiences and reacted in that way, it's never worked out for me. So I've moved into a space where I understand that the way that I react counts for a lot, you know? And I think too, it's like when we have a really difficult time releasing ourselves from the triggers, we can get caught up in that. But I feel as though as time goes on, we start to learn that, right? We start to look at the person in a different way that says, they just don't know any better. But that will not happen in my house again, you know, and put that clear cut boundary down that says, you know, I won't tolerate that, you know, and back away, you know. Sometimes we need to back away, and it gets to be more difficult when it's family, that's for sure. And I've had those experiences, Maureen, where it is family that's involved in creating a boundary. And it's difficult when it's family, right? Because, you know, people say, well, it's your family, it's your son, or it's this, or it's your mother, or it's your father, or it's your sister. And that can become a very difficult web to be caught up in when it's, you know, family. I thank the gods that it wasn't a family member this time for me, because I've had enough of that bullshit to last me a lifetime, to be honest with you. I'm glad that it was, you know, a friend. It was a little easier to navigate the waters Because we get to choose our friends, right? We don't get to choose our families. And sometimes we have to walk away from family. I'm not saying that for you, Maureen, but I'm saying, obviously, it's your son. But, you know, sometimes we have to put a little bit of distance and we just have to keep our boundaries tight when it comes to family. That's, you know, that's our way through it for sure. And sometimes, there, you know, even in instances with family, we have to walk away. It's not always as clear cut as, you know, it's family. I have to hang in there at some capacity. Sometimes we walk away from family members as well. It all depends on the situation. But I've had to do that in my life, you know, and it's never fun. It just isn't. It's, you know, it's a difficult thing. But, you know, us running into these noble adversaries and us running into people that irritate us and test our boundaries and push us is all part of a grand scheme that the universe has in store for all of us at some point in time of our lives. None of us are going to be without this lesson. This lesson, it happens. It happens in all facets of our lives, whether it's work or it's friendship or it's family or it's, you know, whatever it is, it's definitely going to happen. It could happen with your neighbor. Who knows? I've had that happen as well, you know. So the reason it happens is because the universe will always seek an opportunity to bring in something from your core, right? So core wounding lies within the body. They call that the pain body. Okay. That's where triggers emerge from. They emerge from the pain body, right? So when we have core wounding that lies beneath the surface, the universe will always find a way to bring that to you within a different opportunity for you to expand upon and to heal from. It's just the way that this feeling universe, this vibrational universe works. So our core wounding is where we are giving off a frequency, right? That's where our frequency originates from our cores, our core wounding, right? So I want everybody who is experiencing this or has ever experienced it, which is 100% of us, whether you're experiencing it right now or you have in the past or you're definitely going to be in the future, to understand that it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just that the universe is so crafty. It knows what to bring to you to unravel what lies beneath. So, you know, all of us are, you know, and especially if you're listening to 1-2 Radio, you're into manifesting, right? You're into aligning to what it is that you want. And how we start to align to what it is that we want in this 3D version of our lives is that we clean up the core. We clean up our core wounding, because when we cleanse, called shadow work, right? And when we clean up our core wounding, we free up our core to bring in things that are a little more peaceful. Are we ever done with the wounding? It seems like never, right? I don't think so. I don't think we're ever done. I think that we just keep expanding, you know, and I think that it definitely gets easier, and it only gets easier because we don't view it as a punishment. That's when things start to get a little easier in life, when we accept the terms of our soul contracts and our 3D existence, the duality of life. You know, we accept that we weren't brought here on this earth plane to just experience joy. If anybody ever tells you that, it's the biggest lie. You know, we were not brought here to only experience joy. We were brought here for the all-inclusive journey of life. You know, having this human existence in our flesh, blood, and bone bodies, which includes, you know, beauty, joy, fun. It enjoys heartache and pain. It includes all of that, heartache, pain, all of it. It's an all-inclusive journey. And the only reason why you would think that those things are bad is because the human mind will have you convinced that it is. But none of our experiences, whether they are deemed as hurtful or beautiful, are right, wrong, good, or bad. They just are what they are. You know, that's the that's the catch of living here on planet Earth, you know. So there couldn't be beauty if there wasn't ugliness. You know, there has to, we live on a dual planet, right? So all of it is part of our existence. And I think that when we start to gather our thoughts and understanding that life is an all-inclusive journey that includes everything, and that we start to relax into that and say, this too shall pass. You know, it's uncomfortable for me to have this experience right now, but I ask the universe to show me the way. All is well, show me the way. You know, and when we start to look at life through that type of lens, which is called a symbolic lens, when we start to look at life through the symbols instead of the 3D reality of this is terrible, I can't do this anymore, right? So if you are in a place where you can't do this anymore, this is horrible, that vibration starts to bring in more like circumstances, right? Which isn't right, wrong, good, or bad either. It's just, it's like there's a mountain there and there's a, you know, there's water and you're sailing around the mountain in the little boat, or you're climbing the mountain. Neither one is right, wrong, good, or bad. It's just a choice, right? And sometimes we have to climb that mountain. Some of our greatest lessons to evolve on this earth plane are via climbing that mountain and getting bloodied and bruised along the way. And sometimes we sail around because we, you know, we're peaceful with it. We're okay with it. We know that it's just part of it. And am I 100% in that place where I'm sailing around the mountain? No, never, you know, never. Sometimes I'm climbing the mountain. You know, and sometimes I don't even know that I'm climbing the mountain. And then that moment of awareness will come in and I'll just let go. You know, that's when you hear spiritual teachers say all the time, let go. You know, and sometimes people say to me, what the hell? How do I let go, Christina? I can't accept this in my life. You know, and I think that a lot of the times it's difficult to accept things in our 3D reality because we're so stuck on thinking that it shouldn't have happened the way that it did, right? How many times have you heard yourself say that? This shouldn't have happened the way that it did. This, you know, it should have went this way, right? That keeps us trapped, and it keeps us in a place of repeat, like Groundhog's Day, right? So I know that sometimes I get lost, I fall back asleep, I start climbing the mountain. And then sometimes I wake up and say, oh gosh, I've been climbing this mountain way too long. I'm going to accept the terms of what's happening right now to me. And I'm going to look up at the sky and talk to the universe and just say, teach me whatever I need to be taught right now. I'm open. I'm open to advancing. I'm open to what beauty lies beneath the surface of this all. I'm open to understanding it, you know, and that's when things start to move in a different direction, that's for sure. And sometimes they get a little wonky when we surrender, you know. The universe is like, are you sure? Right? You ever had that happen before? I've had that happen before where you're just like, I don't care, I surrender, and then it gets worse, right? That's all part of it. You know, it really is all part of it. And I think that, you know, remembering to take care of yourself, remembering to have good psychic hygiene. What does that mean to have good psychic hygiene, right? To remember to meditate, to remember to take those quiet moments. If you're not, you know, somebody who goes into these long meditations or does, you know, just fell off, you know, and hasn't done that. But remember to take those quiet moments of being present in the moment, you know, just maybe sitting outside and just kind of looking around and taking in that moment, you know, that's good psychic hygiene, you know, taking your shoes off and putting your feet, you know, directly on the ground and taking in that beautiful earth energy, which is equivalent to plugging in your iPhone. You know, your iPhone doesn't work if you don't plug it in, right? It's the same thing with us, you know. We're part of this earth, right? So it makes sense to put your feet on the earth and to ground and to just have those, even if it's for 5 minutes a day, even, you know, it's cold out, but I was just in between talking, you know, and having this 5 minute break in between. I went outside and I grounded during that 5 minutes, the 4 minutes. I stood outside and I allowed the beautiful earth energy to go through my body. And I feel amazing. I feel amazing. It's something that we have to remember. We have to remember to take a break from the action, right? And to, I don't know, take that nice long walk. Sorry, guys. Take a hot bath, right? Light some candles, you know? Listen to some really beautiful music. That's something that I love to do. I love to get lost in some really great music and just kind of, you know, take a break from the action, right? I think that's something that we all have to remember. You know, I've said this before and I'll constantly say it, that you taking care of yourself and your spiritual body is just as important as having that shower every day and washing your body and having good hygiene. Having psychic hygiene is just as important. So you get up every day, you shower, you drag your body to the shower, you wash your body, you brush your teeth, you know, you keep your teeth clean, you know, you nourish your body with food. Psychic hygiene should be just as important and be a habit that you engage in on a daily basis. You know, we forget how usually important that really is, to recognize that other part of ourselves that exists within us. Our souls exist within us. And, you know, we have to remember that. That's for sure. Let's see. Let me get... Hi, Quelly. Wonderful to see you. It's our birthday soon. Happy New Year to you, Quelly, my birthday twin. We're coming upon our birthday in about 2 weeks, Quelly. I don't know how I feel about that. Oh, hi, Denise. So nice to see you. Denise says that she has let go of some relatives over the years due to nothing but negative outlook. Just can't be around them. Yeah, sometimes we have to distance ourselves, sweetheart. I know. I know that that's difficult. I've been through it myself. Oh, gosh, Maureen, I hope it doesn't happen either. All right, let's see. You're proud that you haven't lost your shirt, especially me. yeah, good. I'm glad that you guys are united. That's a good thing. And I'm glad that you didn't lose your shit, Maureen. That's an even better thing, for sure. But if you did, whatever. It is what it is. You would have been validated, trust me. Okay, let's see. I'm just looking through the comments, guys. Oops. Something just covered the comments. Hang on. Oh, Catherine. I'm sorry, honey. I know that's difficult. Catherine says that she's still in Ireland caring for her parents. I'm yearning for my own space. As much as I love them, I feel it would be easier. Would welcome any guidance you may pick up around this. Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. I know that that's, you know, that's a lot of us, you know, go through that. And I went through that with my dad before he crossed. And I just remember, Catherine, when I was going through that, just, you know, really making sure that I took good care of myself and allowed myself some space, if that's possible. Definitely, you know, good psychic hygiene during this time, and being able to, as a caregiver, you know, get away from it for a little while, right, to give yourself those breaks. But I also remember knowing in my heart that this too shall pass, you know, that I know that when it's over, you're going to be happy that you were able to give of yourself like that, you know. And let me look at your cards, sweetie. Hang on. Let me take a look. Hang on. Let's see. Oh, I pulled the sun, sweetie, which is wonderful, because I asked what the spirit world wanted to say to you at this point, you know. And pulling the sun means, you know, happy outcome, obviously, but brilliant new ideas that lead to success, you know. So I want you to put it out to the universe. You know, what can I do to make this a little smoother of a ride for myself and for everyone concerned? And I'm open to any suggestions that the universe has. So not putting up that brick wall that says this is really hard and it's not good, you know, I can't do anything about it, but just opening up to and knowing that there are solutions that are coming your way. Opening up your energy field to that, sweetheart. You know, I don't know how long you're going to be there for, if it's possible for you to get a separate space, or I don't know the details of it, but I do know that if you open yourself up to a solution, that one is going to present itself. I can see that in the cards very clearly. Okay, honey, I hope that helped. If you need to ask me anything else, feel free. All right, let's see. Let me see if I could get back to the comments. Oh, yeah. See, there's a lot more comments here. All comments. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Huh. Press on all comments. It shows me 3. You like road trips too, Jean? I love them. I just enjoy it so much. I really do. We were on the road for over 2 weeks, and I don't know. I really enjoy it. I love seeing everything new and having all that different food, right? Just a change of scenery is such a great energy, right? It really changes the energy a lot. Let's see if I could sneak in over here and see. All comments. Let's see. Nope. Don't know why Facebook does this. Or... Huh. Let's see. Hang on, guys. Oh, happy birthday, Denise. Okay, let's see. Let me throw a card at Denise. Spirit world want to tell Denise. So basically, your message from the spirit world, Denise, is to really start to connect with self again as we start out in this new year, to really have that connection with self and the spirit world, to go within, right? And to really bring meditation and grounding and all those beautiful things that we just spoke to bring that to the forefront in your life. It's going to be very beneficial in the first half of this year, to really get back to your spiritual roots in a bigger way. And I hope that helped, sweetheart. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I think for now I've got everybody. Hang on, I'm gonna take one more check, see if there's any new comments. If I miss any of your comments or questions, I'll check in after the show and I'll try to answer you to the best of my ability. Yeah, I'm not really seeing anything else right now, guys. So I will definitely check back. Yeah, so I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be on the airwaves. I do always miss being on radio. I miss connecting with all of you and having these dialogues and teaching. I love to teach. It's just something that is in me that always puts a big smile on my face. That's for sure. I love the connection. and the energy that it brings forth, that's for sure. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today and for popping in and asking your questions in the chat room. And like I said, if I missed your question, I'm going to be checking over Facebook in the next 30 minutes or so to see what I missed. Let's see. Hang on. And yeah, if I missed anything, I will definitely chat back to you on Facebook. But I hope that everybody has an amazing rest of the week. And don't be so hard on yourself if you ran into one of your noble adversaries this week. I think that's what the universe kind of had in store for a lot of us this week. I know for myself, you know, it wasn't an easy thing to go through, but I'm proud of myself for how I went through it. I really am. And no matter how we react, remember, it's never right, wrong, good, or bad. It's just a teachable moment. And like I said, I hope all of you have a wonderful week ahead, and I will see all of you back here next week. And if you need to get a hold of me, you know that I'm at 1-2 Listen on the daily. You've been listening to the Christina LaFrance Show live right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Take care, everybody.
It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.